Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. T, and he's here on behalf of Tide, and Tide is celebrating Earth Month with hashtag Turn to Cold. They want you to wash your clothes in cold water. Mr. T, welcome to the show. What's up with the cold water thing? Is it going to save, it's going to save the planet, save some energy in your bills?
Thank you, brother, for inviting me. I am honored. Yes, yes. You know, it's cold water. You know, you will save money. It helps with the environment because, you know, you don't have to turn the hot water to wash. You're going to get your clothes just as clean. And what makes it great about it, you know, this is a real testimony from Mr. T with Tide. I've been using Tide all my life. I know it might sound corny. My mother used to wash our clothes in Tide. I remember back in high school, back in the 60s and at Dunbar Vocational in Chicago, you know, washing my wrestling uniform and my football uniforms, and they turn up brighter than the other guy's uniform. So we've been using Tide for a long time. I told them when they cold called me to tell me about Tide, I said, hey, man, I've been using Tide. This is nothing new to me. All right, to turn the cold water, all right, that might be a little different because, I mean, before I would wash some things in cold, some in lukewarm, you know, and stuff like that. But now everything in cold, it'll still come out the same. So I'm for that. Right on, guys. I'm glad you called me because I tell them. Because how can you spell Tide without Mr. T? I was born to play this here, man. I was waiting on Tide to call me. I said, Tide, what taking you so long? Bang. So now I'm with him. All right.
All right. Well, hey, very well said. Hey, I think I remember, I don't know, I think it was a Letterman one time where you showed during the Blues Brothers, during that big mad
right,
scene at Daily,
right.
you can see you blurry for like a half a second out of the car.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said in the Blues Brothers, you can see you at that big mob at Daily Plaza outside of the car for like a half a second.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was my first acting job. Yeah, I was an extra. Yeah. I think I got $15 that day. Yeah, when they crashed through the Daily Plaza. Yep, that was it. That was my acting debut. You had to look real fast to catch me, yes. Yes, indeed, that was me. We got to start somewhere, yes. Yep, that was my humble beginnings. Yep.
It's
been quite a run.
It has, and I want to throw this out to you, too, because I remember when I was a senior in high school, one of my friends said, you got to see DC Cab. It's hella funny. And he just loved that movie. That's never on reruns. Where is DC Cab?
No, every once in a while you can catch it. It's amazing. They don't show it that much. They show Rocky a lot, you know. And they need to show DC Cab because that was a special role for me. Because I remember at the Washington Monument, I'm giving that great speech. I said, I don't know what you guys became, but I love what I became the past few days. I'm never going back to where I was before. Boom, we're going to find them. Wow, and that was special. You know, I interacted with a lot of the different guys, you know. So it was a good role for me. I liked it, you know. It was fun. It had a message with it, and that was great about it.
It's really cool, and I love the way you came up into the business. And for a long time, you were a high-priced bodyguards with a lot of celebrities. When I looked at all the celebrities that you were bodyguard for, the name that really stuck out for me was Steve McQueen, who was like the coolest dude ever. Was he cool in person as well?
Oh, yeah, you know, and then, like I tell everybody, I made a point not getting too close, just being there. I mean, when he came in town, Chicago, to do the Hunter, you know, so I was there with him and stuff like that, you know, and so I just did my job. I was like a statue, you know. I don't say nothing unless they say me. They say good morning, I say good morning. I don't, you know, I just did my job. My greatest reward when a client, not just a celebrity, because I've probably got a lot of people, and I don't like to try to say all celebrities. So my greatest reward when somebody says thank you, you know, when they thank me to get my job, like I tell everybody, as a bodyguard, was get people from point A to point B without being harassed or without being harmed. And that's what I pride myself on. Matter of fact, back in the day, my business card would read, Mr. T, bodyguard extraordinaire. Next to God, there's no better protector than I. because I consider myself like a kamikaze. If there was a gun, I'm supposed to be shot. If there was a knife, I'm supposed to be stabbed. That's a bodyguard job. You know, I wasn't there just to be big and burly and to push people back. No, my job is to protect them, get them home safely and get them to the point and stuff like that. And that's what I pride myself on. That's why I never joked around that much when I was bodyguarding people, you know, did my job. And I was a loner back then, you know. So, yes.
Very cool. And I would imagine when you were being a bodyguard for, like, Muhammad Ali and Leon Spinks and Joe Frazier, with your boxing background, did they ever want to, like, spar a little bit?
No, people always ask me stuff like that. Ask me, did I get in the ring with them and stuff like that? So, no, it's nothing like that. But like I said, and I was at the beginning, I was a little nervous with Ali because he was my idol, my hero and stuff like that. I'm bodyguarding him. I mean, when he came to my high school when I was a wrestling champ, then I remember, you know, now I'm bodyguarding him. Man, this Ali, the greatest guy in the world, a fighter who stood up and said, I ain't going to Vietnam and stood up for this here. Man, wow. And it was just special, you know, and said, nah, then I snap out right quick. You got a job to do. Don't get, you know, and so, no, it was just special. That's all I can just say. It's just special, you know, what an honor to be with my hero, to protect him. He's the man who gave me hope and to gave me to, you know, to be somebody. You come out the hood, you're not where you come from, you know, without being the ghetto, you rise above all that, you know, and so that's what it's about, you know.
I think one of the things, too, that's incredible about your career is even though you were a tough guy, you were embraced by middle America, by children. I mean, Nancy Reagan sat in your lap. Everybody loved you.
Oh, man, and I'm glad you brought that up, and people need to know that. Here's a guy, like I said, like, well, I use that to try to inspire people. It's not where you come from. Yeah, I come from the projects, come from the ghetto, come from food stamps and all that, but I never robbed nobody. I never was in a gang. I never snatched nobody's purse. I never broke in nobody's house. And that's saying something, you know. Sure, we was poor. I tell everybody, we was poor financially, but we was rich spiritually. I loved my mother. My mother didn't, like I said, she was a scrub floor. She didn't scrub floors so I could be a thug, so I could break in somebody's house, you know. And here was it. My mother always told me, say, you just be good. Do the best you can. And that's what it's about. And I remember during the 18 days, and I'm, you know, telling kids, we were filming different parts of Los Angeles, and I'm go around places and I was schools, and I would tell the kids, stay in school, listen to your mother, you know, don't do drugs and stuff like that. And I never knew that Nancy Reagan would get the message and stuff like that. Then she invited me to the White House. We got a call from the president of NBC. They said, wow, the White House won't invite Mr. T to the see Nancy. I said, no, you're joking. You know, everybody was joking. Then when I told the guy I was on the A-team, I said, man, next week they want to fly me to the White House. They couldn't nobody believe it. You know, yeah, I couldn't. And that's what it's about. I said, man, it's not where you come from. You just keep being good. And she heard my message, heard me telling kids, and she said, wow, she said, I want to start my Just Say No. I would love for you to be with me. I said, wow, Nancy. And then I would tell her my story, where I come from. Then I brought one of my brothers, two of my brothers there with me. One of them was a Chicago fireman, the other one a Chicago police officer. And she said, wow, I would really like to meet your mother one day. You know, she must be a special lady, you know, to hear she raised these sons in spite of where you come from. And that's the whole what the message was about, you know. And so then I get a security clearance to visit the White House 6 times after that. That means something. I would tell the people, security clearance, you know what that mean? I would tell the kid, I mean, they checked my record. I wasn't in jail, didn't rob nobody. And I would tell them, I said, you think if I was in the game, I would have got invited to the White House, meet the president, then the first lady sit on my lap? No, that wouldn't have happened. That happened because I try to be a good person. Sure, I'm a tough guy. If you jump me, if you don't jump me, you won't know how tough I am, you know. So I only use my toughness when it's necessary. Like I said, so there, me want to tell kids, don't do drugs, stay in school, study hard, listen to your mother. And that's what it's about. They can see where you can go, you know. And so I was honored to meet the First Lady Nancy and to meet the president.
Great stuff. Great message. Still getting it done. Still positive. Mr. T, check out Tides Earth Month. Hashtag turn to cold. Mr. T, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it, my man.
No, thank you, brother, for inviting me. Keep up the good work.